Thoughts on Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 6. Devastation. Now this prophet certainly had a very heavy burden to deliver to the people of Judah. And this verse is no exception. Devastation. Let me just read it to you. Here is God speaking through this man. This man is the mouthpiece for God. And God is saying, I have cut off nations. Their strongholds are demolished. I have left their streets deserted, with no one passing through. Their cities are destroyed. No one will be left. No one at all. Zephaniah 3 verse 6. Devastation. You see, it's just not Judah and Jerusalem. That's the very center of God's judgment. It begins there, as it were. It centers on the Judah and Jerusalem. But all the nations are in it. All the nations are called up. That's what it says in verse 6. I have cut off nations. And it's not, like I say again, it's not just luck or chance or fate. You know, people might use those words. It's not even the power of other nations. It's not this or that or the other. I have done this. I have not done that. It is God saying it, and it's God's action. You see, these nations have had inflated ideas of their economic power, their military might, their dominion over nations, their conquering power. They're walking high and strutting the scene. They know where they are. They know where they're going. But God is saying, I have. And God brings them down. You see, it's history. This happened. Judah, Jerusalem went into captivity. The nations crumbled and fell. God brought them down. But it's a prophecy. This man is prophesying. And I believe, and I speak as a believer, this is in the Word of God, and what I see in the New Testament, the New Covenant, that the day of judgment is coming. I see it clearly warned. I see examples of it in the New Testament. The warning is there. There is a day coming when there will be a reckoning, primarily, first and foremost, for the believers, yes, but for all the nations, for all the peoples. A fearsome reckoning day is coming. It's not events or circumstances or men. God will do it. I have appointed a day. I have ordained that day. I've set that man up by whom I will judge the world. I keep repeating it. Acts 17 is there, 30 and 31. Look at the words. Cut off. Demolished. Their strongholds. The centers of their power. The pinnacles of their success. Our economic system. Our banking system. Or our arsenals. Our governance in military matters. Our power in politics, whatever it may be, or bring it down. The strongholds, their power will be demolished. The streets will be empty, destroyed, deserted. These are the words in this verse. No one left at all. It will be utterly desolate. You see, men think themselves, particularly in our age, particularly in our day, in our culture, men think themselves invincible, beyond God. They can talk freely and glibly about God, dismissing him. The intellectuals, the academics, the atheists, they can just dismiss God. He's a nobody. Just get rid of him. He doesn't matter. No, my friend, we're in the hands of the Almighty God. Our breath is in his hand. Our very breath. None are too big. None are too small. None are too small. No, but none are too big. Under the hand of God. How are the mighty fallen? They're brought down. This is today. This is leading to that final day, and every day we get closer to it. Why am I saying all this? Well, it's part of the Word of God. But why am I saying it? To warn as many as I can. To warn myself. We live from day to day. We carry out our duties. We do this and we do that. We're living. But my friend, every day we're getting closer and closer to when that day of reckoning will come. The Lord Jesus Christ will appear again in great glory, and then we shall see the wrath of God. It's very clearly laid out, not only in the Old Testament, but in the New. Oh, I know the theologians, many of them, the academics, they'll find their ways around of explaining it all. But my friend, Don't listen to their explanations, inverted comma. Listen to the prophets. Devastation. I have cut off. I have. Translate that into a prophetic certainty. That is, God will do it. I tell you, that day is coming for us all. Are you ready yet to meet God? Christ is the only shelter, rock of ages. Trust in him, shelter in him, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.